The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you about the events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. All right, starting out today with some national entertainment news. We lost a jazz great, Ramsey Lewis. He was 87. His son says his dad died in his sleep at his home in Chicago. Lewis entertained fans over a more than 60-year career and was one of the country's most successful jazz musicians. Lewis is revered in jazz circles for 1960s hits like The In Crowd, Hang On Sloopy, and Wade in the Water. He earned 3 Grammy Awards, 7 gold records, and in 2007 he was named National Endowment for the Arts Jazz Master. Ramsey Lewis, dead at the age of 87. The man who shot and killed John Lennon in 1980 has now hit the one-dozen mark. Mark David Chapman has been denied parole 12 times. The 67-year-old is serving a 20-years-to-life sentence. Lennon, the late beloved Beatles star, was shot to death outside his Manhattan apartment. Hours earlier, Lennon had autographed his Double Fantasy album for a then 25-year-old Chapman. Just in case you missed it, this year's Emmy Awards have been handed out. Succession and Ted Lasso emerged as returning champions at the 74th Annual Emmy Awards. HBO collected 12 of the 25 statuettes, including a second win for Succession. Ted Lasso became comedy's back-to-back winner for the show, as well as stars Jason Sudeikis and Brett Goldstein. There was, as usual, a fair amount of repetition and a whole lot of bleeped-out words. The presentation kicked off with a tribute to TV theme songs and a standing ovation for Oprah Winfrey, who presented the first award of the night. And I understand, reading it last night, ratings for this year's show were not good. Comedian and actor Adam Sandler is gearing up for a 15-city tour this fall, and one of the stops is Raleigh's PNC Arena. It's set for November 13th. The former Saturday Night Live star has had a successful film career, with his movies grossing more than $3 billion worldwide. Sandler released his first comedy special in 20 years, 100% Fresh, via Netflix in 2018. The show was filmed during his last concert tour. Sandler's shows include a mix of comedy and song. Again, the date for his show at PNC Arena is November 13th. The IBMA World of Bluegrass takes center stage soon in downtown Raleigh. It is the largest urban bluegrass festival in the world. The music festival dates September 30th through October 1st. Events include IBMA's 33rd annual awards show, a business conference, main stage shows at Red Hat Theater, and the free downtown street festival. For the street festival, stages of music stretch along Fayetteville Street from Martin Street to the Duke Energy Center for the performing arts. Last year, World of Bluegrass attendance was estimated at 218,000. Following on the heels of the IBMA World of Bluegrass is the NC State Fair, October 23rd October 13th to the 23rd. Great events for thrilling rides, all kinds of food to choose from, animals to see, attractions to enjoy, music to hear, and events that show off all North Carolina has to offer. It's difficult to list everything that goes on at the fair because there's so much of it. Few other attractions, NC State Horse Show and Hunter Jumper Show, 4-H competitions, the Folk Festival, the Got to Be NC Agriculture Tent, and the Village of Yesteryear, to name just a few. Advance tickets are, of course, already on sale. By the way, the NC State Fair is the largest event in the state and the largest 10-day agricultural event in the country. All right, let's take a look at the slowly ending season for the local amphitheaters. We'll start off with Red Hat. Monday, October 3rd, it's Death Cab for Cutie, Asphalt Meadows Tour with special guest Lowe. Friday, October 7th, it's Maxwell, the Night Tour with special guest Ash Manor. Thursday, October 20th, Co Wetzel. And Friday, October 28th, Band Together with Turnpike Troubadours. And, of course, also the IBMA Bluegrass Show is the headliners are at Red Hat. Okay, PNC Arena. Sunday, October 2nd, it's Panic at the Disco, Viva Las Vengeance Tour 2022. Thursday, October 6th, Dr. David Jeremiah featuring the Gaither Vocal Band. Friday, October 7th, Cat Williams 2023 and Me Tour. Tuesday, October 18th, Greta Van Fleet Dream and Gold Tour 2022. With Duran Jones and the Indications, and Crown Lands. Thursday, November 3rd, it's Reba McEntire with special guest Terry Clark. Sunday, November 13th, as we've mentioned, it's Adam Sandler. Wednesday through Sunday, December 7th through the 11th, Dizzy and Ice with Frozen and Encanto. And Wednesday, December 14th, Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Okay, Coca Booth Amphitheater. Wednesday, September 21st, Megan Doss Band, Pickin' in the Pines Music Series. Wednesday, September 28th, Jonathan Bird, again, Pickin' in the Pines Music Series. Thursday, September 29th, Gabriel Fluffy Iglesias. Friday and Saturday, September 30th and October 1st, the 8th Annual Triangle Rotary Oktoberfest. Wednesday, October 5th, Snapback, Pickin' in the Pines Music Series. Saturday, October 8th, Humsub Diwali 2022, that's the Festival of Lights. And Saturday, October 15th, the North Carolina Wine Festival. And just a couple of shows left at Coastal Creek Coastal Credit Union Music Park at Walnut Creek. Saturday, September 24th, it's Farm Aid Festival with Willie Nelson, John Mellencamp, Dave Matthews Band, and Chris Stapleton. And the final show of the season, Tuesday, September 27th, Alice in Chains and Breaking Benjamin. Good Nights Comedy Club. Here's the lineup for the next couple of weeks. Thursday through Sunday, September 22nd through the 25th, T.K. Kirkland, a well-respected comedian, podcast host, writer, businessman, motivator, and actor with 35-plus years of experience in the entertainment industry. A prolific writer possessing the natural ability to captivate his audience through laughter and real-life experiences. Tuesday, September 27th, Peter Antonow. Peter fuses his amazing and uncanny ability to read minds with razor-sharp wit, storytelling, and improvisational comedy to create unique live entertainment experiences. Thursday through Saturday, September 29th through October 1st, Akash Singh, an Indian born and raised in Texas, Akash is a nationally touring stand-up comedian who is quickly working his way up to becoming a household name. His comedy is driven by cultural differences, an intense upbringing, and a desire to challenge his audience. Sunday, October 2nd, it's Led Varela. This show is completely in Spanish. Wednesday, October 5th, Catherine Blanford. She shares true confessions of a washed-up pediatric pediatric waste management specialist, a.k.a. a nanny. And war stories from the front lines of brunch. Thursday through Saturday, October 6th through the 8th, Well-Read Comedy Tour. Trey Crowder, the liberal redneck. Corey Ryan Forrester, the buttercream dream. And Drew Morgan, the ginger ninja, are a stand-up comedy and writing tour trio. Sunday, October 9th, Orlando Jones. He's proven himself as a masterful storyteller with writing, producing, and acting credits that stretch from his iconic 7-Up character to the groundbreaking sitcoms. Tuesday and Wednesday, October 11th and 12th, it's Mateo Lane. Mateo is currently developing an animated series, Kick Butt Drag Queen. Kick Butt's not exactly the word. Together with Bob the Drag Queen, Gary Sanchez, and Unicorn Island Productions. And Thursday through Saturday, October 13th through the 15th, Chappelle Lacey. Chappelle was cheerleading competitively for the University of Louisville when someone dared him to take the stage as a comedian, and he never looked back, dropping out of school shortly thereafter to pursue a career in stand-up full-time. His unique life experiences, such as being adopted by a Caucasian family at age 15, punk rock mentality, and stage presence combined make for a truly original voice in the community. And as always, all shows are 18+. Unless noted. All right. Taking a look at the schedule at Raleigh Improv in Cary, Thursday through Sunday, September 22nd through the 25th, it's Aries Spears. Since Aries was 14 years old, he's been a force to be reckoned with in the comedy scene throughout America. His quick wit, charisma, and ferociously aggressive style of comedy have earned him critical acclaim, high accolades, and above all, a busy schedule. Thursday through Saturday, September 29th through October 1st, it's Adam Ray. Adam headlines top stand-up comedy clubs across the country. He also hosts the popular About Last Night podcast, which has welcomed guests such as Sandra Bullock, Bill Burr, Tiffany Haddish, Jason Derulo, Lisa Kudrow, Neil Patrick Harris, Sebastian Maniscalco, Melissa McCarthy, Dana Carvey, and the list goes on and on. Also at Raleigh Improv, Thursday through Sunday, October 6th through 9, it's Arnez J. To those in the know, Arnez J. is quickly emerging as one of the hottest, most talked about comedic artists in the game. His raw energy, talent, and comedic skill quickly landed Arnez the coveted hosting slot on BET's longest-running comedy series, Comic View. Friday through Sunday, October 14th through the 16th at Raleigh Improv, Pete Lee. Pete was the first stand-up comedian to get a standing ovation on The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon. Tuesday, October 18th, Doug Stanhope. His material ranges from true life graphic perversion to volatile social criticism. Thursday through Saturday, October 20th through the 22nd, Guy Tori. Guy has been seen on BET's Comic View, Comedy Central's Premium Blend, Showtime at the Apollo, and Russell Simmons' Def Comedy Jam, where he made his stand-up debut to a national audience. Thursday through Saturday, October 27th through the 29th, it's Mo Ammer, an Arab-American stand-up comedian, actor, and writer known for his iconic work with the comedy troupe Allah Made Me Funny. And then Friday through Sunday, November 11th through the 13th, it's Godfrey, one of the hottest and most versatile comedians on the circuit today. His hilarious one-hour stand-up special, Regular Black, premiered on Showtime a few months ago. This month, he can be seen recurring in Adult Swim's Neon Joe, Werewolf Hunter. And again, all shows are 18+. All right, looking at a couple of the festivals around the state of North Carolina. In September, Benson Mule Days coming up, the 22nd through the 25th. Mayberry Days in Mount Airy, 19th through the 25th. Coming up on the 24th, Everybody's Day Festival. That's in Thomasville. They'll probably have barbecue. 24th and 25th, Carolina Indie Fest in Sanford. International Folk Festival in Fayetteville. And September 30th through October 2nd, the North Carolina Seafood Festival in Morehead City. Then in early October, on the 1st, Farm City Day, Hendersonville. Also on the 1st, Sunset at Sunset. And this is in Sunset Beach. Also, the 1st is NASCAR Day Festival in Randleman. 1st and 2nd, National Pumpkin Festival in Spring Hope. 7th and 8th, Eastern Carolina Barbecue Throwdown in Rocky Mount. And let me see, October 7th through the 9th, Wilmington River Fest. As long as we're going around the state, let's check out the Spectrum Center in Charlotte. Wednesday, September 21st, Mary J. Blige, Good Morning Gorgeous Tour. Sunday, October 2nd, Charlotte R&B Music Experience. Saturday, October 8th, the Millennium Tour, Turned Up. Thursday, October 20th, Lizzo, the Special Tour. Monday, October 24th, WWE, Monday Night Raw. And then Friday, October 28th, Greta Van Fleet, Dreams in Gold Tour. At the Greensboro Coliseum, Friday, September 30th, Los Tigres del Norte. Saturday, October 8th, Real Talk Comedy Tour. Thursday, October 13th, Frankie Beverly and Maze. Saturday and Sunday, October 15 and 16, Hot Wheels Monster Trucks Live Glow Party. Saturday, October 22nd, Casting Crowns, The Healer Tour. Sunday, October 23rd, Christian Nodal. Tuesday, October 25th, Iron Maiden, Legacy of the Beast World Tour 2022. And that's a look at Greensboro Coliseum. Couple of things to look forward to in Greensboro. Blake Shelton in February, Bruce Springsteen in late March. Okay, looking at the lineup for Carolina Theater on West Morgan Street in Durham. Saturday, September 24th, The Monty, Schooled. Sunday, September 25th, the Chamber Orchestra of the Triangle, Slavic Voices. Wednesday, September 28th, it's Billy Bragg, USA and Canada Tour 2022. Thursday, September 29th, Sibling Rivalry Tour. Friday, September 30th, Ninja Sex Party, Up Close and Personal Tour. Saturday, October 1st, J.B. Smoove Physical Therapy Tour. Wednesday, October 12th, Craig Ferguson, the Fancy Rascal Tour. Thursday, October 13th, Here Come the Mummies, the Pyramid Scream Tour. Saturday, October 15th, Pierce Freeland, Black to the Future. This is part of the Family Saturday series. It starts at 11 a.m. Also, Saturday, October 15th at 7:30, and then Monday, October 17th at 11 a.m. as part of the Arts Discovery series, it's a walk in August. This is a journey of self-reflection and friendship between Broadway actor, director, and educator James A. Williams and Pulitzer Prize-winning American playwright August Wilson. That's a look through mid-October Carolina Theater. Now, at the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts, Thursday, September 22nd, Jimmy Vaughn. Thursday through Sunday, September 22nd through the 25th, Jerome Robbins, The Concert. This is from Carolina Ballet. Friday and Saturday, September 23rd and 24th, opening weekend, Pictures at an Exhibition. This is from the North Carolina Symphony. Of course, Thursday, September 29th, it's the IBMA Bluegrass Music Awards at Memorial Auditorium. Friday, September 30th, Monica and Friends. Saturday, October 1st, Amanda Miguel and Anna Victoria Vergerwer, Siempre Te Amer, which is a tribute to Diego Verdaguer. Sunday, October 2nd, Puccini's Manolasco from the North Carolina Opera at May Mandy Concert Hall. Monday, October 10th, Trash Taste. This is from the Trash Taste Boys, Joey, Gart, and Connor. Tuesday through Sunday, October 11th through the 16th, it's Sister Act from the North Carolina Theater. October 13th through the 30th, Dracula, Carolina Ballet, Fletcher Opera Theater. Friday, October 14th, Friday Favorites, Beethoven Symphony No. 3, Eroica, North Carolina Symphony, the noon performance at May Mandy Concert Hall. Then Friday evening, the symphony is back for another performance of Beethoven Symphony No. 3, Eroica. That's a look at what's going on through mid-October at the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts. All right, Durham Performing Arts Center, DPAC, Thursday, October 6th. Well, let's go back here a little bit. Now through October 2nd, it's Frozen from the producer of The Lion King and Aladdin. Frozen, the Tony-nominated Best Musical, is now on tour and stopping in Durham for the better part of the end of September and the first 2 days of October. Then Thursday, October 6th, is Wanda Sykes, the Emmy-winning stand-up comic, writer, actor, and producer. Friday, October 7th, Brandi Carlile, a special solo performance. Saturday, October 8th, Father John Misty, special guest is Suki Waterhouse. Sunday, October 9th, Torrin Wells with special guests Aaron Cole and Lakewood Music. Tuesday, October 11th, Government Mule with Mike Campbell and the Dirty Knobs. Wednesday, October 12th, Ward Runa. That's a Norwegian music group. Saturday, October 15th, Diana Krall. Of course, the Grammy Award-winning and multi-platinum jazz singer. And that's a look at the Durham Performing Arts Center through mid-October. And, of course, we've got Lincoln Theater on East Cabrera Street in downtown Raleigh. Saturday, September 24th, the Breakfast Club, 80s Party Band at 9. Friday, September 30th, Joe Hero, Deep Six, and Sick Band, 8 o'clock. Saturday, October 1st, Whitey Morgan and the 78s with Josh Malloy at 8 o'clock. Poorhouse Music Hall on South Blunt Street in Raleigh. Wednesday, September 21st, Icarus Airline with Crooked Coast and Newspaper Taxi at 8. Thursday, September 22nd, George Porter Jr. and the Runnin' Pardoners with Mike Dillon Punkadelic at 8 o'clock. Friday, September 23rd, Pluto Gang with Late Notice at 9. Saturday, September 24th, the Reese Brothers and Honey Hounds with Matt Irie Band at 9. September 25th, Pie Face Girls with Dreamboat and Head Kicker. Then Friday, September 30th, Of Good Nature and Mishka at 9 o'clock. October 1st, which is a Saturday, Cooley High, David Thompson 10-year anniversary show that starts at 9 o'clock. The Ritz on Industrial Drive in Raleigh, Thursday, September 22nd. It's C-Ken, MC Devo, Deharius, and that's the USA Tour 2022. Friday, September 23rd, IDK Howe and Joy Wave. Thursday, September 29th, Highly Suspect. Friday, September 30th, Coin, the Uncanny Valley Tour. And Sunday, October 2nd, Pierre Bourne, Good Movie World Tour. And then on Monday, October 3rd, it is Lucy Daugus. Wanted to remind you also, September 23rd through the 25th, it's the Autumn at Oz event. Children and adults of all ages who love the Wizard of Oz will find themselves transported right into the movie. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Triangle Bulletin Board is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, call us, 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.